this exercise in particular makes me wish very much that this version of Pressbooks had a comment box where people could add their experience of doing experiential learning. Unfortunately, I can't do that, but I would say that if you've never done experiential learning before, then I would start small. It should be quite possible to design a problem or an inquiry that would involve students and a fairly small amount of work, and provide the guidance for them and let them bring that back and see how well that works. And if that worked, then you could extend it to larger and bigger problems and so on. In terms of whether you agree about the value of problem-based or inquiry-based learning, experiential learning, again, will often come down to your epistemological position, your prior experience. If you've never done it, you're likely to be negative towards it. And if you take a very objectivist approach that comprehension and understanding are the important outcomes, then you probably won't want to do problem-based learning. In terms of doing experiential learning online, we'll see later in the chapters that there are various ways of doing experiential learning online. And in particular, I wouldn't assume that face-to-face is always the best context for all the activities that you want students to do. I think it's particularly important to analyse what it is that makes the face-to-face presence of students and instructor unique. Don't think that face-to-face is by default always the best mode. When we get to chapters 7 and 8, we'll find some unique affordances of online learning. The problem is that we don't have very good guide rules for the affordances of face-to-face teaching. So I think you need to keep a very open mind about whether or not you can move experiential learning online. I think in many cases you will be able to. And lastly, I disagree with Paul Kirshner's and his colleagues' main conclusion that there's no difference between the effectiveness of problem-based learning. As always, it will depend on how well it's designed, how well the online or how well the problem-based learning is designed. It will depend again on your epistemological position and, above all, what kind of learning outcomes you want. If you want comprehension and understanding, then probably lecture-based systems will be best. But if you actually want students to have the skill and ability to do problem solving, and this is a 21st century skill after all, then I think it's a very good method for developing the knowledge and skills that students will need.